From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says the time is now for diplomacy, not coercion.
If we cannot work together more effectively, we will all suffer the consequences.
President Barack Obama called on the world Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. The American leader told the United Nations General Assembly that we will be stronger if we work together, and it's time to move away from force and coercion.
But I stand before you today believing in my core that we, the nations of the world, cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion. We cannot look backwards. We live in an integrated world, one in which we all have a stake in each other's success. We cannot turn back those forces of integration.
Mr. Obama said there were no simple answers for ending 4 years of fighting in Syria, but he said diplomacy must be used to forge that agreement for the Syrian people to live together peacefully. In the meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the United Nations General Assembly Monday that the armed forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are valiantly fighting terrorism face to face, and that refusing to cooperate with them is a huge mistake. He also called for the creation of a broad international anti-terrorist coalition, which he compared to the anti-Hitler coalition of World War II. More broadly, the Russian leader criticized the foreign policy of the United States and its Western allies, including what he called the export of so-called democratic revolutions to the Middle East and North Africa. This